Hello, listeners. We've written another story for you, set in the land of Majimajura. But first, let's see who the superstars are for this episode.
Hi, my name is Rosemary. I'm 9 years old. I live in Fullerton, California, and I like hanging out with my friends and family. And I have a wildlife newsletter on Substack called The Wildlife Club.
Wow, that sounds interesting. That's the wildlifeclub.substack.com.
My name is Carter Herman. I'm 8 years old. I live in Winter Springs, Florida. I like doing jujitsu with Sensei Eddie, and I like doing soccer on Team Orlando with Class Athlete.
My name is Dylan. I'm 6 years old. I'm from Florida, and I like to play soccer.
Well done, guys. You are brilliant. Remember, listeners, if you'd like to perform with us, just go to buykids4kids.co and click on audition. We'd love to have you on the team. Okay, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
The Two Wizards. Once upon a time, on the island of Majimajura, a land filled with enchanted forests and mystical creatures, two young wizards named Xander Starcrystal and Quillian Moonwhirl were known throughout their village for their incredible magical abilities. They were best friends who loved to practice their spells together, and they dreamed of one day becoming the Grand Wizards of Majimajura. One sunny morning, as they were experimenting with new spells by the glimmering lake near their village, something extraordinary happened. A glittering scroll, like a shooting star, fell from the sky and landed right between them. Xander gasped, his eyes wide with wonder.
Quillian, look at this. It's a magic scroll.
Quillian picked up the scroll. It glowed with a soft, magical light. She unrolled it carefully and read aloud,
"Greetings, young wizards. You have been chosen to participate in the Grand Wizards Duel, the most important magical contest in Majimajura."
Xander's excitement matched Quillian's.
"The Grand Wizards Duel? That's legendary. Well, what's all about?"
"To win, you must outspell and outsmart your opponent in a duel of wits and magic. The winner shall be crowned the Grand Wizard with untold magical powers at their disposal. The duel shall take place at midnight in the whimsical Whispering Woods."
Xander and Quillian exchanged wide-eyed glances. They knew this was their chance to prove themselves as the most skilled wizards in the land. Without wasting a moment, they spent the entire day preparing spells, practicing enchantments, and crafting potions. As the sun dipped below the horizon, casting a warm golden glow over the village, Xander and Quillian made their way to the whimsical Whispering Woods. The ancient trees whispered secrets, and the air was thick with magic. At the heart of the forest, they found a mystical stone circle, illuminated by the soft glow of the moon. A wise and ancient voice echoed through the woods.
"Welcome, young wizards. I am the forest guardian, and I shall oversee your duel."
Xander and Quillian stepped into the circle, their hearts filled with anticipation. The forest guardian inquired,
"Are you ready?"
"Ready!"
they said together. The duel began, with Xander conjuring dazzling, multicolored lights that swirled around him, while Quillian called forth a gentle rain of shimmering stars. Xander summoned a dragon made of fire and smoke that roared and then vanished. Burning blue flames appeared under Quillian's feet, and she whizzed about through the trees like a rocket. They traded spells back and forth, laughing and cheering each other on as their magic illuminated the forest. Little did they know, a mischievous monster named Netherix lurked in the shadows. Netherix was a round, furry creature with bright, twinkling eyes and a talent for causing magical mayhem. She watched closely, eager to join the fun. As the duel raged on, Netherix couldn't resist the urge to get closer. She turned herself into a gust of wind and playfully rustled the leaves in the trees above Xander. Xander laughed.
Nice try, Quillian, but you won't catch me off guard.
Quillian grinned back.
You underestimate me, Xander.
Just as they were getting into the swing of things, Netherix decided to make her move. She transformed into a mischievous squirrel and scampered down a nearby tree, dropping acorns onto Quillian's head.
Hey, what's going on?
Quillian blinked, surprised. Xander chuckled.
Looks like we have a little furry friend who wants to join our duel.
Netherix, in her squirrel form, chittered with glee. She scampered around, creating sparks that crackled and danced in the air. The forest guardian chuckled along with them.
It seems Netherix wants to join in. How about a friendly contest with three participants?
Xander and Quillian exchanged amused glances and nodded. The three of them continued to duel, creating the most spectacular display of magic the whimsical Whispering Woods had ever seen. Laughter filled the air. As the midnight hour approached, the forest seemed to come alive with magic. The trees swayed with the spell casting, and the stars twinkled with delight. Xander, Quillian, and Netherix were like magical masters. Suddenly, as if stirred by their magic, the ground shook beneath them. The trees trembled and the air grew thick. Out of the darkness emerged a colossal creature. A creature of shadows and nightmares. Netherix squeaked in fear, transforming back into her furry form. Xander and Quillian exchanged worried glances. Quillian stammered,
What is that?
The creature, with eyes glowing like fiery embers, roared with an otherworldly fury. It was a monstrous beast known as the Shadow Fiend, attracted by the magical energies of their duel. The forest guardian's voice resonated with urgency.
Beware, young wizards! The Shadow Fiend is a dangerous enemy born from pure darkness. You must combine your magic to defeat it.
With terror in their hearts, Xander and Quillian put aside their friendly duel and focused on defending themselves against the menacing Shadow Fiend. It swirled and twisted, its dark tendrils reaching out to ensnare them. Xander conjured a barrier of light to protect Quillian, while Quillian countered with a powerful gust of wind to push back the shadowy claws of the beast. But the Shadow Fiend was relentless. It summoned waves of darkness that threatened to smother them. Xander and Quillian were pushed to their limits. Their magic crackled and surged, and they knew they needed to combine their powers like never before. With a powerful spell, Xander channeled his light magic, shouting,
Nectus Astralis!
And Quillian shouted,
Zephyr Santifex!
And used her wind magic to create a tornado of light and air that spiraled toward the Shadow Fiend. Netherix began to spin around madly until she turned into a ball of ice that hurtled towards the monster. The creature howled in agony as the tornado of light, wind, and ice smashed into it. With a loud boom, the fearsome Shadow Fiend was reduced to a mere wisp of shadow, disappearing into the night. Exhausted and breathless, Xander, Quillian, and Netherix looked at each other with relief. They had faced a formidable foe, and they had won. But they were all exhausted from the battle. The forest guardian spoke.
You have great courage. You defeated the Shadow Fiend together. You are all three worthy of the title of Grand Wizards.
Xander and Quillian beamed with pride, while Netherix bounced around with joy.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.